uptown, downtown. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Simmy in my heels and ting. Them checks and we hip and ting.
You're tuned in to Campus and Community Radio with CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
That beautiful, high, lonesome sound. That's William Tyler with Cadillac Desert from his album Impossible Truth. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio. This program is called Department 13. We're going to take a look at the weather and then officially kick off the show at the Forks, which is about as close as we can get to the university these days for a weather station. 18 degrees Celsius, barometric pressure at 1,010 millibars and falling. A mixture of sun and cloud today, mainly sunny skies, but then, you know, this afternoon the clouds roll in and a chance of showers tonight. 22 the high today, 12 degrees overnight, 30% chance of showers. That rain is likely to stretch into Tuesday, the 7th of May, with a high of 17 degrees and a few showers expected. Clear skies Tuesday night, 11 degrees the low, 21 the high for Wednesday. Averages this time of year, highs of 18 degrees and lows of plus 4. We're trending warmer than that for the whole rest of the week. Stay tuned. We're going to hear from Lee Hazelwood and then a couple of songs in tribute to Duane Eddy. Also up on the show, we'll hear from Cindy Lee, Cloud Nothings, Beckner, and so much more. Stay tuned.
There were times when being together was fun, and there were times when being apart was even more fun, and there were times when there was nothing but time, and that was no fun. Well, the man just let me out, and I think it's Monday morning. There's a taste here in my mouth that tastes like Monday morning. And if I'm tasting my own mouth, if it's Monday morning, well, I should be doing fine when I get you off my mind. And if it's Monday morning, my eyes are a little blurred for a Monday morning. You're leaving town, I've heard, if it's Monday morning. So goodbye is another word for Monday morning. But I could be doing fine if I could get you off my mind. If it's Monday morning, won't someone help me quick? I'm down and I'm feeling sick. There's just too much of my head that's showing. God, if you won't help me, then help me, help me, because I'm not exactly sure of where I'm going. Well, I know I should go home if it's Monday morning, 'cause our room is all alone if it's Monday morning. But I'll probably get stoned if it's Monday morning. Then I'll think I'm doing fine, but I'll bet you're on my mind come next Monday morning. Well, the man just let me out, and I think it's Monday morning. There's a taste here in my mouth that tastes like Monday morning.
Yeah, that's our patron saint, Mr. Lee Hazelwood, singing us in for another edition of Department 13. I hope you're doing well out there. The time is 16 minutes after 10 a.m. It's the 6th of May, 2024, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, around the world online at ckuw.ca. Well, we've played Lee Hazelwood time and time again on this radio show. Big fan of his music. And so it's important to mark today the passing of Duane Eddy, who was a huge part of the Lee Hazelwood story. Duane Eddy passed away at 86 on the 1st of May. We're going to hear a couple songs from him. His big hit, Rebel Rouser. He recorded this when he was 20 years old. Duane Eddy was born on the eastern part of the United States, but he moved out to Arizona and met up with a DJ by the name of Lee Hazelwood. Lee was working at a radio station and trying to make some things happen with music. He had a radio show where he would voice different characters on the show and sort of tell stories, mixing country music. And Lee and Duane did a couple recordings together, and then they heard a big song on the radio. Which one was it here? It was Raunchy from, was it Bill Justice? There were actually two versions on the radio. Would have been AM at the same time. But they heard Raunchy and they said, well, Lee said to Duane, he said, you've got to write an instrumental number. He came back to the studio with Rebel Rouser. Lee added an iconic part to the song, which is the reverb that you're going to hear. To achieve that, they set up a grain silo outside the studios. You have to remember, recording technology, and this is 1958, Duane Eddy's 20 years old. 1958, recording technology was much simpler than what we have today. It's hard to imagine, really. But to achieve that reverb effect, Lee figured out what they could do. He set up a grain silo outside the studio. So just a big metal tank, big old metal tank, surplus they got, and maybe it was rusted out. And he ran a speaker into that tank. So speaker wires, you got a speaker in the tank. And then he set up a microphone. And with that, he could record, he'd take the guitar sound, run it through that speaker, the echo that it made in the tank. Recording that gave Rebel Rouser its signature sound and power. Became a huge hit for Duane Eddy. Folks called him the first rock and roll guitar god. That's John Fogerty, no less. And it was huge. It was a huge, huge song. He also recorded the song Peter Gunn, which became a big hit as well. And we're not going to hear that. We're going to hear another one from him called Because They're Young, which was another number. So let's hear that. Without that chart success, Lee would have kept trying. He kept trying his whole life to make hits. But would there be a Nancy Sinatra in Boots? Would there be if it's Monday morning? Hard to say. Probably not. So let's hear from Duane Eddy. Say thanks for the tunes. This is Rebel Rouser here on Department 13. Duane Eddy, because they're young. Duane Eddy passed away on May 1st at the age of 86 years old, survived by his wife, four children, five grandchildren, and nine great-grandchildren. Amazing. Thanks for the tunes. He's inducted into the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so it'll be a long time before anyone forgets about Duane Eddy. 10:24 a.m., this is CKUW, listener-driven radio, 95.9 FM. We're going to hear from contemporary artists now who have a vintage sound. That's the Lemon Twigs. They have a brand new album. Let's hear a couple songs from them. This is My Golden Years from the Lemon Twigs.
Downtown, underground, CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
The bright and beautiful sounds of the Apples in Stereo. That's from Tone Soul Evolution way back in 1997. You know, I was listening to that band before that, the Lemon Twigs, and thinking, gosh, this sounds like Apples in Stereo. Of course, both of them drawing from familiar classic rock touchstones, the Beach Boys, the Zombies, and all that beautiful power pop sound. Apples in Stereo were part of a really interesting movement, a group, the Elephant Six Recording Company. It was a whole group of musicians and different bands, kind of loosely affiliated, that had that throwback pop sound back in the mid to late 90s. It was a reaction to the darkness and the heaviness of the grunge explosion a few years previous. Definitely worth see. If you like that sound, you probably like it a little bit. You should check out some of those other bands from the Elephant Six Recording Company. There was just a documentary. I haven't seen it yet. I hear it's really good. But recently a documentary about the whole scene. And I might also be able to find that out there. Where, you know, streamers maybe. Someone's got to have it. Someone's got to have it. So yes, Apples and Stereo. Before that, two songs from the Lemon Twigs. They're brothers, Brian and Michael Daddario. Yeah, Daddario. Yeah, they're from New York, Long Island, and making some really great music. Brand new album from them. It's called what is it called there? I had this. A Dream Is All We Know is the new album from the Lemon Twigs. We heard A Dream Is All I Know and the song My Golden Years from them. My name's Rob Schmidt. You're listening to Department 13 on CKUW. Stay tuned. Definitely got a joke break coming up at 11. It's kind of a special day. Charles is off. It's an in-service day for his school. So he's got a bunch of time to do some cook up some good jokes for us. We'll have a live joke break coming up for you at 11 a.m. At the Forks, current temperature 18 degrees Celsius, 22 the expected high today, mixture of sun and cloud. Clouds moving in more this afternoon, so enjoy the sunny skies while you can. It's going to be cloudy and wet over the next day and a bit. 30% chance of showers tonight, 12 degrees, and 17 the high for tomorrow, with a few showers expected throughout the day. Sun returns on Wednesday, and then above average temperatures through the rest of the week, temperatures in the mid to low 20s, Thursday through Sunday. All right. Well, you know, in addition to the Apples and Stereo, that Lemon Twigs also put me in mind of another fellow from the New York area that we've played a lot here on Department 13. It goes by the name of Cut Worms. We're going to hear Ballad of the Texas King from him. We'll follow with music from Cindy Lee and more this morning here on Department 13.
star in retrograde. Tell me the date for the days of the week when we fall asleep and picking up tomorrow. This is a city of doorways, so hard to find an exit, and vanishing neighbors, some Eldritch strange eraser. I'm in the heat of an August street. You look around, look around, and it brings you sorrow. And you're about to lose your love, about to lose your love, about to lose your love, but you won't know. Now I'm a walking phantom, night watch at the radar station. I had to keep the lights on, it was no kind of occupation. Never repent till you remain in a chorus of grace, singing out tomorrow. And you're about to lose your love.
From his self-titled album, Bechner, that's Dan Bechner, with Lose. Before that, we heard Preoccupations with Death of Melody, and Cutworms, Ballad of the Texas King, Cindy Lee, sandwiched in between those bands off of the great Diamond Jubilee. We heard Lockstep. You're listening to CKUW. My name's Rob. The joke break is right around the corner. Please stay tuned for that. This is listener-driven radio, CKUW 95.9 FM. We've been on air of a sort since 1963, but in actual fact, in FM terms, we launched 25 years ago, 1999. The official kickoff was April 30th. We gathered at midnight and turned on the mic and made it happen. And since then, we've just been going and going and going. That's how it is with radio. Thanks to support from generous listeners like yourselves. Had a listener call just moments ago asking about Fundrive stuff. Well, that's up here at the radio station now. If you made a donation to the fundraising drive and you haven't seen your Fundrive, if you didn't pay for mail, we didn't send it to you, let's be frank here. And you can come on by and pick it up at the station. Give us a call or send us an email, make arrangements for that. If you want to come and say hi in person, we've got an event coming up on Friday the 17th at the Handsome Daughter. It's a celebration of 25 years of FM. Block Parents headlining that show. Should be a lot of fun. Maybe we'll see you there. We played a bunch of music to kick off the FM launch, and I think I played The Jam last week. This week I was going to play the second song we played, which was by Television. But Ted kind of stole my thunder on his show on Friday. So we're going to skip ahead one in the playlist. We'll hear from Yola Tengo with Pablo and Andrea. Yola Tengo, obviously a big part of CKUW, being on that kickoff and from the beginning. And we're big fans here. It's great that they're still making music. I'm going to play this cut. Maybe we'll talk about this a little bit later, from a fun soundtrack to the Kids in the Hall movie Brain Candy. We'll talk about that and more after the joke break. But for now, this is Yola Tengo on Department 13.